Super Gamecast 64, episode 117. It's the Christmas special. And guys, I'm feeling the holiday spirit. Are y'all ready for these crazy Christmas gifts?
And no, absolutely not.
Is that a candy cane you're smuggling in your pants, or are you just feeling the holiday spirit?
I need to... Last minute shopping?
Who wants to hit the DJ on this Christmas day? It's not Christmas, but who wants to hit him?
Do we get like a... No, you...
DJ.
I was going to see if you were going to do like a Christmas
Man, I was remix. I've been thinking about doing a Christmas
like up
remix
on the house.
but I don't have the time for that. Let's just say that the Spooky Scary Skeletons Halloween theme remix was a happy accident. That was just kind of lined
like
up like a Bob Ross
thing.
Yes, a happy little accident. Okay. Guys, this is Super Gamecast 64. It's a comedy show. It's also a video game show where if you don't laugh, you're a sociopath. All the games are here. I'm your host, Matt.
No, you're not. What's your Christmas name?
I'm Snowman Matt.
I already got Tyler figured out.
What, Snowmat?
Snowmat. See, okay. I have the idea they make it better.
Tyler, I got a good one for you. If you can't come up with one,
I'll take it.
I got a suggestion for you.
Okay, so
I'll take it.
Who's that right there?
This is me. It's
Ginger Beard Man. Duh.
Oh, shit. I was going to say Kev Kringle, but that works too.
No, dude, the Ginger
Kev Kringle's
going to
be my DJ name. Okay. Oh, no, I said it again. He's going to be confused now.
Who's, what's
mine? Tell me mine.
Missile Tyler.
Ah, that's nice.
No?
No.
Okay. We have a second.
Missile Tummy? Would that be
acceptable? Acceptable.
Missile Tummy sounds like a fucking Mega Man bad guy.
Snow Matt. Ginger Beard Man underscore Man.
AKA
like the beverage.
AKA Kev Kringle.
And,
Missile Tummy.
Missile Tummy. Guys, we got a jam-packed show for you. If you can't tell, it's a little silly around here. Coming up on Christmas, we're all trying to fill in for Game of the Year stuff. we're all going a little nuts. There's way more news than I thought that there was going to be this week, and there is way more funny news than I thought. We're gonna do some news, then we're gonna talk about some games. You know, some ones we talked about last week. Now I got Tyler here. The game's here.
Hey.
All here. And then we'll you know
got it. You did it right now.
We'll do some recommendations per usual.
Right.
The game's all here. Guys, before we get into like the video game news, last week it was just me and Kevin, and I don't think we talked about Christmas enough. So let's Christmas riff. Christmas riff?
So
is
listen
that,
to me while I Christmas rap.
That's, oh man, what's, wait. I wanted to think of the title of that video. What was that?
Which one?
What were you?
I was kind of like taken off of that one with the two old folks that belong to the church.
So. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's just like the,
I'm not going to say it.
No, you don't. You don't. Don't have to. Christmas is a time. It's once a year. So let's spread some cheer. Kevin, what do you think we should talk about here?
I got a few things prepared if you guys don't.
I mean, I'm very rarely prepared around the holidays, so you being prepared is a breath of fresh air, one could say.
Yeah, yeah. So I did a little research today and
pulled up
some games that heavily feature everybody's favorite fat alcoholic. I mean, everybody knows Santa's alcoholic, right? Think about it. Rosy red cheeks, rosy nose. Big ass belly.
Do you think that every one of those milk and cookies, it's not actually a milk, it's like a white Russian, and we're
do
just
you guys
led to believe?
Not spike your Santa's milk?
Well,
Tyler, are you the reason Santa's an alcoholic?
He's the reason for the season.
I was told Santa's a lush. I took that literally.
Well, see, the thing is, when you drive a sleigh, when you fly a sleigh, there's nothing to run into.
No, except for other sleighs.
Enough. Maybe the moon.
I saw something. It's
because the air's so cold.
I saw something.
It's gonna warm them up.
Why in like Christmas movies? Thanks. I think this is on Reddit, but it's a good point. Why in Christmas movies when Santa leaves like the house that he's dropping the presents off? Why doesn't he go like to the next door? He always flies like five counties away.
He fucks off to like 20 miles away.
He has a weird ass.
It's because he's trying to get the most use out of that sleigh that he can because it's got a CD.
He does it alphabetically.
A cookie dispenser.
Rudolph is like, no, no, take the next left. He's like, I'm trying to take the shortest distance, not the fastest time, yeah, bud.
Ways.
Duh. Yeah, so you got some games with Santa Claus? I got some games with Santa Claus in my brain.
I got some games with Santa Claus, and I got some events. Like, talk, you know, you guys might be able to chime in on that, too.
Like some DLC events?
Not even DLC, but like holiday specials.
Okay, so it's like Christmas gaming infusion here.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people might assume that Santa Claus is in Christmas-themed games, which would be true, considering he's, you know, the god of Christmas. But...
Christmas god.
Yeah, Christmas. Saint Nick. Everyone knows. Christmas god.
Well, so the thing is, I mean, seeing as Santa is probably...
Santa?
Santa is probably trademarked by Coca-Cola.
Yeah, no, definitely.
No games can explicitly put him in them. So things like Saints Row, How the Saints Save Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. That's a great DLC.
Yeah, yeah. You want to give a little insight to that?
Saints Row 4 is a great game. It's your very superhero. How the Saints Saved Christmas was it's a kind of like a little DLC pack. There was maybe a few missions, but the main thing was this crazy obstacle course where you would pick up trees and like candy canes and try to throw them through targets. There was these little elves that would run around that you had to shoot down and like kick their bodies.
And it's
stuff.
Like weird Matrix simulations.
Saints Row is a like. It's like a Grand Theft Auto, but sillier.
Put on acid.
Yeah, so having the Christmas stuff in there. Just, I guess, if you've never played Saints Row at all, that's a perfect way to kind of get the whole idea of it. Look up How the Saints Saved Christmas gameplay on YouTube, and you'll kind of get the idea of Saints Row in one fell swoop. Damn, I kind of forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, moving forward, though.
Play that
Tyler,
shit,
Tyler, you might be able to get in on this one. Do you remember Winter Vale, the Feast of Winter Vale in World of Warcraft?
No.
With Great Father Winter?
No.
The dwarf in Ironforge with the big white beard?
I know.
The only thing I remember from World of Warcraft is when that person died and they had like the giant funeral and then everybody bombed the funeral. Yeah.
That was fun.
And the giant plague.
Well, wow. Yeah, that was another fun one.
I only remember the one thing that happens when there's like a big star dragon on top of Orgrimmar and
everybody gets a buff?
Yeah, all those characters are like... The characters, like letters, are spinning around... The central hall, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just chaos. It crashes my computer every time.
Now that I think about it, kind of that World of Warcraft funeral is kind of like just the whole idea of Christmas. You know, one guy died and a lot of people were trying to celebrate. And then a lot of other people came in and were like, this is how you should actually do it.
Have a war on Christmas.
Yeah, pretty much. And then everyone remembered for the rest of time. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So
World of Warcraft's good.
Moving forward, Bully. Bully has a Santa themed feature in the definitive edition.
Okay.
Where you are tasked with destroying Santa's grotto.
Oh shit! All right. So I played the Bully Scholarship Edition. The thing that's fun about Bully is that it takes place across a whole entire school year. You play as this kid in a boarding school. So there's Halloween, there is Valentine's Day, but I remember the Christmas section being very fun. There's a lot of Christmas stuff in general in that whole entire chapter, but the Santa one, yeah, I've played the original one more than I played the scholarship one, so I don't remember, but there's nothing quite that says Christmas like... A young boy at a boarding school ransacking Christmas Kringle's home.
Busting balls and decking halls.
Jesus Christ.
I called it Plague Inc. earlier, but what I meant to say was this game called Infectinator. It was a browser game that eventually got adopted by Armor Games, where you click somewhere on the screen and infect a small number of humans and try to get them to... infect the other humans.
And
by
Santa drops the antidotes down the chimney.
No, Santa drops these
bombs,
presents that are full of bombs. Yeah.
Holy shit!
Big old zombie virus.
Top five violent Santas. Wait, I got one.
Speaking of violent Santas.
Oh, okay. I got one.
Let's hear yours.
I don't know if it's your list, but if it's not, South Park Stick of Truth and South Park Fractured Butthole prominently features. Well, maybe not prominently. The first one, you could get Santa. By going outside of the police station fire exit and using the alien probe that sticks out of your butt. This is South Park, by the way. Yeah, once again. And then you could get Santa as a Facebook friend. But in the Fractured But Whole, you find Santa and he helps you fight the woodland Christmas critters. Which, if you don't know, if you're unfamiliar with South Park, the mythos of the Christmas critters Jesus Christ. Or that they're actually Satanists.
Yeah.
That, yeah, the blood of the Antichrist, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, you get to play with Santa in your RPG in that one. I just remembered, because I love Santa in both the South Park cartoon and the games. Did you have that one on your list?
Did I didn't, no.
Nice. No, I didn't want to snipe you.
Was Duke Nukem with like a red vest and a Santa hat on your list?
No, but that's a good
Duke Nukem's Nuclear Winter was a mod for Duke Nukem 3D in which you fought snowmen and I believe you shot down Santa. And
I thought this was a real thing.
Yeah, yeah, Nuclear Winter. I thought you were making a joke and then I just got punched in the face with like really old nostalgia. But yeah, Duke Nukem 3D for the PC. Christmas edition, dude. Nice pull, Tyler.
Moving forward. Dead Rising 4.
Yeah, this one is... I was wondering when this would come up. Dead Rising 4. Go ahead, Kevin.
You gotta face down an axe-wielding sadistic claws.
The whole entire idea of Saints Row... Not Saints Row, Dead Rising, is that it takes place in a mall. And, what's up?
The Hangouts noise came from your computer.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes my computer makes the noises. Sorry, Google Hangouts, I got so many people trying to talk to me. But Dead Rising 4, yeah, it takes place in a mall. You play as Frank West, run around, kill zombies, but 4 released on Christmas and was entirely Christmas-themed. So if you want, you know, a violent Christmas game, Dead Rising 4 is probably pretty cheap right now. It's like a 7 out of 10.
Last but not least, a game that took the internet by storm.
Christmas, the musical.
Back when grandma still forwarded you emails.
Pong 2.
And you had to log on to America Online.
Oh, Jesus. Farmville?
Elf Bowling.
Elf Bowling,
do you remember that shit?
Yes.
How many viruses did you get from that?
Not as many viruses as I got from Space Pinball. That's a joke, because you couldn't get viruses from Space Pinball.
Yeah, because it was native.
Let me tell you guys a small GameStop story here. It was Christmas season. I want to say, when would the Wii have been in its like twilight stages? We're past Super Mario Galaxy.
Now, twilight stages is dying, right?
Yeah, like it's on its way out.
2010.
So 2018.
I'm going to say the Wii has finally been put to rest. I was sitting there at the GameStop when I used to work there. And, you know, someone came in. They're like, hey, I want this Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer game for Wii. And I was like, excuse me? Are you making a prank on me, boy? Turns out... Are
you pranking me?
There was definitely a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer themed game.
Did you have to hold the Wiimote as his nose? Like,
I never got to find out because that shit sold faster than hotcakes, my guy.
Really?
Was like, because if you think about it, what game system do most people own? A Wii. You know, you got the Wii Fit Balance Board, the Wii Sports, the Wii kind of had. And what do people like? Christmas. And when it comes to Christmas games, there's very few of them. So when they release a Christmas game on the Wii, I think they knew exactly what they were doing because that game has not popped up ever since then. Dear God. That's also a game that has
Rudolph
a deer
the
in it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Deer God.
Dear God's an indie game.
This game looks like...
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah.
Nice. What's it called?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I was right on the money. I thought it might have been something like Rudolph in Christmas Surprise. Rudolph kills his bullies in this Christmas miracle.
Rudolph's Revenge.
So this is based on... The
claymation, stop motion.
Yeah, yeah, it's not claymation.
It's been
they're
so
made
long.
Out of felt.
Hey, super fun fact.
Based on the hit movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, I gotta
made
see
out of
that.
Felt.
Still haven't seen that.
I hear it's good.
This looks like just a bunch of carnival mini games.
I mean, pretty much what it was there, bud.
That was the whole fucking Wii. What are you talking about?
The Wii they made real the carnival bass, mini games.
Real Bass Fishing and Wii Sports are all that was on the Wii.
Just re-released 14 times over. Kevin, you got any more Christmas content for us?
I do, but if you want, we can for later.
Give us another Christmas content. Maybe we'll roll back around all post
I got
like, games.
Bump. I got a little bump for you.
Yeah, dude. Bust out a line of that Christmas snow, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
This is an explicit program.
So, another thing that always happens around this time of year.
Oh my god, now Tyler is nice. Playing the game or watching video of it.
Oh, I thought he was playing it.
No.
Man,
it looks like it could be played on a phone.
Oh yeah, that's good. You gotta post that. Oh wow, look at them graphics.
Yeah, definitely throw a link up there onto the Facebook fan
snowballs.
Group. Or just send it to me in group chat and I'll post it with the episode. Kevin, yes, give us this
little... So this time of year...
Jingle.
Everybody loves this time of year because... All the game devs and their CEOs are feeling the holiday cheer, and they're spreading the love from ear to ear.
Yeah.
And
a Chelsea grin of Christmas.
They just fuck your face up with content.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided to pick three of my favorite games that are having these events.
Yeah.
And do a quick little debrief on them.
Hell yeah. I think this will roll nicely into news.
Yeah, yeah. So Overwatch always has really great holiday...
People get so hot for those X-Mas skins.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. So the ones that have leaked so far are a Sugar Plum Fairy Mercy.
Oh, this is for this holiday.
Yes.
Nice. Sugar Plum Fairy Mercy.
Yep, yep. Snowboarder Zarya. A little uninspired, if you ask me, but it can work.
Cool Borders reboot would be fun.
Arctic Fox Lucio.
Okay, okay. I like Lucio. He goes fast.
They have hinted at a Junkrat skin, perhaps?
Why don't they just put Santa in Overwatch?
I got it. How about a,
What's Santa?
Yeah, let's just get a Santa.
Just one Santa. He can be like a Roadhog kit where he like...
Yeah, Roadhog.
You know, instead of throwing like the spike, he just throws like a Christmas present. But
a tree. A tree on a chain.
He just throws a tree on a chain. Yeah. It's a fake one with like false shit. Just...
Or, oh, I got you. A tree with Christmas lights.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I just remembered...
On a string.
I remembered a fun Christmas event from a game, but you...
Yeah, go for it.
Does any of your games have superheroes in them?
No.
Okay, so they did this awesome thing with Injustice 2, which was... It won our... why are you shaking your head?
No, you're good. I'm still watching Rudolph, man.
Jesus Christ, bud.
This is
awful. You have put more effort into this game than I think most people who purchased it did.
or made it.
So there was Injustice 2, which won our... Best Fighting Game of 2017 award. They had the Multiverse, which is a feature. It was an ever, you know, changing list of challenges and arcade ladders. It's a fighting game. But every time there was a seasonal thing, they would, you know, spice up the fight. So you would go in and, this was last Christmas, I think, but they had a Santa world where every fight had some sort of modifier. You'd have elves that would run in on the bottom of the screen. If you didn't jump or block, you know, they'd kick your legs out. Santa's sleigh would fly by on the top of the screen and then drop explosive presents. You could have snowball attacks. It was great. If you like seasonal content, Injustice 2 is just really good. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Mortal Kombat will also be good for that. We'll find out in April. Yeah, what's another one?
Another one is my personal favorite. Well, one of my personal favorites. All these are. Dragalia Lost has a new Christmas event.
Nice, dude.
It's very fun.
What's it called?
It's called the Miracle of Dragon Yule.
Nice. I can think of several miracles that involve dragons, and very few of them involve Yule. So right. I'd be excited to see what kind of new stories they're bringing to this Christmas table.
For sure. Basically, it's this... their version of Santa is Saint Starfall, who brings gifts to everyone.
Oh.
And a couple of characters decided they would all dress up as him, and there's hijinks ensue when they realize that their costume is not unique.
Well, slap my ass and call me Susan. When's this run until, Butto?
Till the 27th, I believe.
December?
Yes.
That's nice. And they give you a little padding pass.
It's fun. You fight a big tree that looks like the tree from Kirby.
It's Tyler has now watched almost, I would say, about
all
eight.
Of it.
What do you think, bud? How many out of 10?
Whole game. How hard would it be to plat?
How hard would it be to plat?
Yeah.
I don't think there was any
literally impossible.
Right.
10 out of 10, impossible.
Right.
So this game, you can't lose.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a mobile game that was made for the Wii.
Do you even play?
Yeah.
There's one where you have to wrap presents, and no, you don't. You just, if you do the Wii throw motion, it automatically hits whatever it's targeting.
Nice.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
You cannot miss.
That was probably a game designed by Sony to break TVs and sell more.
Was it made by Sony? No, it was made by High Voltage Games.
High Voltage Games. Everyone loves High Voltage. Except for when you're touching it and the sign tells you not to.
Never even Red Wagon Games?
We're coming up hot on a good 20 minutes here.
Last but not least,
High Voltage content. Software.
High Voltage Software is the people who made that.
Content-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Destiny 2.
Ooh, with that, let's move into news, guys.
Yes.
Because this is a news story. It's one and the same. It's both Christmas preamble and news. Our first news story being... Go ahead, Kevin.
Destiny 2 has their dawning event, and
that runs till January 1st, BTW.
Yep. And it's very cool. As Destiny always goes real big for Christmas. I mean, they go real big for Halloween too, but like, it's always
Christmas
fun.
And Halloween seem to be the most notable.
Not only do you get the like bonus engrams when you level up, you know, like when you're done leveling and you get the after a commensurate amount of XP, you get bonus engrams that contain emotes and shaders and all other sorts of stuff.
You can bake cookies in this one.
Yep.
Kevin's trying to get around it. You can bake cookies.
You get an oven.
Yeah.
That you carry around with you.
Uh-huh.
And you, when you kill creatures, you get ingredients to put into that oven.
Nice.
And it's all a trial and error game to figure out what creates cookies and what creates, absolutely hilariously, burnt edge transits is what they call them.
And if you get all the cookies and you make the cookies good, you get a little sleigh.
Yes, you get a really dope-ass sleigh.
It's a Sparrow sleigh
yep.
costume. Hell yeah, if you like Destiny, and I mean, with the new Black Armory DLC they released, you might be back in the saddle again. Then get yourself some cookies. Make yourself some Christmas cheer. Hell yeah, dude. That was a well-researched top five games with Santa Claus inside of them.
Thank you. I forgot one.
It's okay.
Doom. Which,
why don't you... Oh, okay.
Doom has Santa, Satan in it.
Doom. Ah, which if you just... Okay, funny...
It's just Santa spelled funny.
Funny side story. There Santa is... Santa spelled all weird. There is... I don't think that mic is going to pick you up. I'm really sad about this mic situation. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to apologize for this audio on this Christmas. We've been struggling to get everybody sounding crisp and clear. We're going to move to a different microphone here in the coming weeks, especially for Game of the Year, because I want to make sure that sounds bueno. So if you made it through 20 minutes and you're like, wow, this kind of sounds a little poopy, perhaps. I'm not listening to it back. Then sorry. Doom also had Tim Allen. What I was going to say is that small fun fact, we decorate the house around for Christmas, and there is these five blocks that spell out Santa. And as Kevin has very plainly put, if you just say you were just to take the N and move it to the end quickly during a family party, that shit would say Satan the whole time.
Hail Satan!
Maybe your mother or an aunt would walk by and go, oh my God, and put it back, and then the game becomes who's going to be the next person. All I'm saying is that every single male in my family changes the Santa to Satan, and then almost every single female turns it back. And I don't know if this is a weird gender thing or if dudes just love Satan, but it's definitely a fun dynamic to see at the Christmas Eve parties.
Well, if you say Santa backwards to...
At to Nass.
Oh, you done it now.
Yeah, oh no, here he comes. I saw some shit on Reddit. We're going to go into news real quick, but someone said, it's funny to say Bloody Mary three times in your car mirror and then watch you try to catch up. And I thought it just hopped in my mind. So there's a fun little Halloween joke for you. Good things, Destiny 2 Dawning Event. We all love new content. Bad things. Blizzard is phasing out Heroes of the Storm. They're moving the devs to another team. They're trying to focus on some other things. And that's sad to see the game not being maintained as much anymore. But the biggest thing...
The biggest thing is dealing with Tyler's emotional fallout.
We'll get to Tyler's emotional fallout, but Tyler may not have as much to lose as some of these other fellows, as... When they shut down, when Blizzard said we're shutting down Heroes of the Storm, which by the way is a Blizzard made MOBA, like a League of Legends or a Dota, in case you're not familiar. They also said, hey, we're shutting down the esports league that we boosted up, or that is our thing. And the way they did this was kind of an unceremonious like tweet and press release, and just like that, a bunch of esports athletes, commentators, just think of the many people who get an event like that to run. I found they no longer have a job, but no longer have a community to call their own. So that is weird there. We're going to see what happens. But Tyler, how are you dealing with this news? I know both of you kind of played Heroes of the Storm here and there. Kevin, you don't seem to be like really broken up about this loss. Tyler, I haven't checked in on you, but...
Heroes was my baby.
Okay, I thought you liked it a bit.
It was my baby for so long that I played it by myself for about 3 months after everyone was done with it. That was 2 years ago.
Haven't gotten back to it?
No.
Well, we got back into it for a few months, and we really played the hell out of it for those few months.
We did. And I was happy those few months, and that was it.
Now he's never going to be happy again.
Never again.
God damn it, Blizzard. Well, it's sad to see.
I really enjoyed when they would put out a new character, I would look at their kit and compare it to the character that it's based off of, or what?
I thought you were going to say,
are you like laughing at him because of his nerdy tendencies?
No. I thought he was going to say like something like, I was anticipating a joke that didn't actually happen.
I look at the other characters based on, look them
like
deep in
League
the
of
eyes.
Legends or something like that. Like, I thought you were going to say like characters that it's based on in every other MOBA.
I mean, genuinely, yeah, it's real hard to come up with original content, guys, isn't it? But seriously, the last one they put out was the Vampire Lord from Warcraft 3. That might not even be the last one. But
maybe there is the last
one. I was thrilled to see it and see what they had come up with for... What the hell did they name him? I don't know. They were randomly generated when you played Warcraft 3, so he's just Vampire Lord. He will always be Vampire Lord.
Here's the better question. Well, this isn't a better question, but it is a question that I'm going to pose to wrap up this. This probably isn't how it's working, but let's just say if you had to choose between maintaining Heroes of the Storm for 3 years, or like having Heroes of the Storm to play, or getting this Warcraft 3 remade, which would you choose?
Warcraft 3 remake?
Okay. I'm not sure that that's what's happening, because I know they're moving the devs that were working on Heroes of the Storm to something else. I don't know exactly what it is. There's many things that Blizzard does.
Caveat. If the Warcraft 3 remake comes with all the fun trappings of the original Warcraft 3, like the mods and the community behind those mods, the tower defense and all that shit.
I'm fully expecting that, and if it doesn't...
It'd be stupid.
It'd be stupid.
What if they just make Heroes of the Storm inside of Warcraft 3 as a mod?
They probably will.
I mean...
That'd be fun.
I gotta say...
They got BNet servers. That's just what it's gonna do.
I gotta say, as much as I was japing earlier about Heroes of the Storm, they did have a lot of really innovative ideas in terms of MOBAs.
They did good. You did good, fellas.
I agree. I don't know why you're calling it quits here.
Yeah, idiots. That's the thing. I wish I had the article to dig deeper into. I believe it was a Kotaku article.
Here's gonna be a prediction that probably won't come true, but like in a year we can go like, didn't we say that once?
Yes.
Blizzard is trying to hide losses, so they're cutting labor elsewhere and pretending like they're refocusing it.
It's an interesting theory. I don't know if we'd ever get a confirm or a deny, just based on how Valve does business.
They have a lot of. Lot of income.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
There's so many people that don't realize they're still paying for WoW.
Yeah.
Blizzards.
Those poor people.
Are often seen in winter. Well, not so much in nowadays. At least in the early winter. You get it later on. What's up, climate change? But let's move on from...
You've heard of Elf on the Shelf.
Now get ready for climate change. We're all going to die. There is another thing. I kind of went back and forth of whether or not I wanted to put this on the news list. Because it's not really news. It's more of it's an interest piece. It's a fun thing. Soulja Boy. You guys remember Soulja Boy?
Up in that hoe?
Oh,
Superman that hoe. Now watch me, you. No, now watch me, you. Crank that Soulja Boy. He has gone out. Well, I don't know if it's him or if it's somebody who's using his name, said, hey, we'll do the work for you. He has a website where he sells merch. Soulja Boy merch. And, you know, electronics have been popping up on there, which is weird. Come to find out, Soulja Boy launches what we're calling, well, what he calls the Soulja Game console.
Why doesn't he just call it the Soulja Boy?
Well,
it's a freaking Game Boy.
It's not a Game Boy.
Oh my God.
It's not a Game Boy, but you're not wrong. You're definitely not wrong, and I would be lying if I said I thought of this before you said it. God damn it, Tyler. Soulja Boy.
I'm sorry.
And oh, wait. I want to create an audio escape for you for a second. You pull out your Soulja Boy. You flick the little like power button.
You
yes, exactly. Instead of the
booty. Yeah, it's a little you,
dude. It's a fucking Game Boy.
No. Those are two more. Okay, hold on. Before you get ahead of yourself,
I'm already ahead of myself.
Okay, I don't want to give this thing too much publicity. Anyways, Soulja Boy. What he has done is he's basically gone on these an Amazon or stop fucking with the Christmas decorations, Kevin.
He's drunk.
He's Santa Claus. He's gone on and basically purchased one of those emulator boxes, one of those
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, well, it's not a Raspberry Pi. Specifically, it is. Oh God, I gotta give props to Jason Baldino and or Jake, not Jake, Jason, Jake Baldino on Gamer Ranks and the Before You Buy video, which he kind of laid this all out. It's basically just one of those. I mean, it literally is a $100 game console you can purchase on Amazon. He's purchasing it and just reselling it, rebranding it, not doing anything different with it. That's not what it is. That is this new thing.
That's his website.
Okay. You can scroll through on the website. So apparently, between when I put this on the news docket and when Tyler just looked it up, he has added two more weird game consoles to this website, including a Game Boy.
Soulja Boy Mini.
Yeah, a Soulja Boy Game Boy. But what I was referring to is it basically kind of looks like a all-white Xbox One, and it just has a bunch of games on it from, like, NES to PlayStation 1. It's super, super weird. Like, it is definitely janky. It does not look like any sort of... it looks like it's running Linux, and then you're going through file names, and there's a bunch of weird mod stuff. I highly recommend, if you're interested in what's on this box, look up GamerRanks on YouTube, and before you buy a Soulja Boy game console. I did not know about this Game Boy thing, but if I had to take a guess, it's probably preloaded with a bunch of shitty ROMs.
How's he get away with it?
That's the question. It's I feel like there's maybe another team doing this for him.
I wonder if he's caught up in Scientology and he's trying to pay back a lot of money to Sea Org.
That could be. I mean, hey, there's few reasons you sell bootleg ROM things online.
You think he's got,
after Nintendo, just $12 million, some dudes.
Does he have the Willoughby Hills ROMs, or does he have, like, the...
Cleveland Heights ROMs.
Cleveland Heights ROMs.
Okay. Yeah, not the good... I mean, let's just be honest. There's, like, Super Mario Bros., but half these ROMs
like
on there
Super Soulja
want.
Brothers.
Before we move before
Soulja
move on.
Game... 3,000 built-in games.
Oh, boy.
It looks like a Wii U pad.
Yeah, okay, so this is the other head. He says headphones. They have, I believe it was Jeff Gerstmann on Giant Bomb who brought this up. They have a Soulja Boy Android phone that runs a Soulja Boy OS. Like he said, don't buy that shit. You don't want your phone contacts being on the Soulja Boy OS.
You know Soulja how every phone. Time...
Soulja phone. Yeah, you dude, it's not a joke.
You can only watch Soulja Boy videos, and you can only call Soulja Boy. He just wants friends.
The weirdest thing about this before we move
he
on
just
is
wants
that
some Soulja friends.
Soulja Boy historically has been like a real gamer. There was an early video I remember seeing of him when he right after Crank That Soulja Boy came out, and he was getting a lot of money. He was still young. He put out a video of him like, just here are my Xbox games, and the kid did what every young kid at that time would have wanted to do. Literally bought every game. So he
even
just had
Sneak King?
Like just a bunch. He had like 4 copies of NBA 2K, like just 8 copies of Grand Theft Auto. He didn't give a fuck. So the kid actually likes games. What I'm confused about is why he's reselling ROM consoles, and that's what makes me believe it's not really him. But I'm kind of okay. Soulja Boy, don't buy it.
I just want to.
He's got a PS Vita in the.
I just want to throw one more thing out there. You guys ever watch Kitchen Nightmares?
Yes.
With Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. He really knows how to kill a lobster.
The number one thing he always says is like, "You got too much shit on your menu.
You piece of shit."
Focus on a couple things, do them really good, and you'll be a good restaurant.
Okay, well, that doesn't really work for Soulja Boy. He tried to focus on music, and look where that went.
Well, yeah, but like now he's just like, you know what I like? Everything else.
Yeah, I think this is probably more...
He's taking the Apple approach and just putting Soulja in front of everything.
Soulja Watch. I think the Soulja Pods. I think this is just somebody saying, Soulja Boy, we'll make you some...
It's actually not a bad deal for Bluetooth earbuds, except they're $10 more than that.
Well, okay. Long story short, a lot of this stuff, if you really want Soulja it, you can purchase it off of Amazon or some other sort of online store for, you know, 70% of the cost, because all they're doing is purchasing it, rebranding it, and saying it's a Soulja Boy related thing, when it's not. It's just it's garbage.
Again, I'm going to make the same joke I made last week. It's like the Aldi version of everything that you see.
It really is, but it's generic things that have been made into Soulja Boy products. What's up, 33 minutes?
Wait, they got 505 games on there. Am
no,
number
no,
nine?
Stop, that's it. Stop. No, they don't. They don't have
Tyler's
good games.
Buying a Soulja.
Don't buy a Soulja
gun.
Game.
Soulja
likes that. All right, let's move on here. WindowsCentral.com put out a new report. This is more what me and Kevin talked about. God damn it, Tyler, stop looking at the site. You're only giving him money.
But it's so funny.
It really is. I would recommend looking up the Soulja Boy game site, but not purchasing anything on it. Okay. This is important stuff, guys. So let's rein it in. Let's fuck off on the Soulja Boy shit.
I'm sorry, can I read this? And it'll be the last thing about...
Oh, God. The whole thing is, I didn't want to give this kid too much publicity because it's already kind of shady and like
gray. You gotta hear this.
So,
if you were not already convinced that this is the dumbest fucking thing to ever come through the game universe,
and it's pretty dumb.
This is the ad for the Fuse? I don't know what it's called.
Soulja Game Fuse.
Okay. Yeah. Wireless control. Get rid of the shackles of the thread. Smart design. Unite the many crystal technology. Matt, like your name, not M A T T E.
Yeah, Matt.
Matt.
Me.
Matt. Black tunnel, empty shell, mirror paint, cutting geometry, aircraft grade aluminum lifting frame to create a stable atmosphere without losing the contours.
I now just believe, yeah, this isn't Soulja Boy. This is somebody else's.
Smart design, unite the many crystal technology.
Dude, many crystal technologies have existed for thousands of years, and I don't think anyone's united the design.
Right, the problem is nobody's united them to lift the frame.
Okay, now some serious shit that is interesting. Now that you've had your good Soulja game console.
I'm good now.
WindowsCentral.com reports that an Xbox codename Lockhart and Xbox codename Anaconda are rumored consoles to be releasing in development, or, well, being developed for a holiday 2020 release. Christ almighty. Last time we talked about this, I had come up with the idea that, maybe I didn't come up with the idea, but I'm sure other people have echoed the sentiment. The idea that, Microsoft being this, three-prong kind of Christmas release. But now it's looking like it's it'll be this. You're going to have the 2019 release of the Scarlet, and then the Lockhart is the lower tier one.
Wait, so, what's the Scarlet?
The Scarlet is what is rumored to be the Xbox 2 or whatever. It is the successor to the Xbox 1.
You know what fucking bums me out?
The numbering scheme is so wonky. Right.
You know what fucking bums me out?
What?
The code names are always so much cooler than the actual names of the consoles.
Yeah, this should be called Xbox 2.
The Nintendo Revolution?
Xbox 3, the second.
Xbox 3, 2. Actually, let's just, yeah. What do we think? Out of all three of these, Anaconda, Lockhart, Scarlet, what's the coolest sounding one?
Lockhart. Oh, dude, I was all about Scarlet, but Lockhart's good.
Lockhart is pretty good.
It's pirate.
He's also, I think, Locke is Halo 5.
I just keep thinking of Callista Flockhart, 90s teen heartthrob.
Everyone loves her. But we know, or we don't know, what's exactly happening. These are rumors, but the idea is that Lockhart would be this kind of low-tier thing that would, it would be about the power of an Xbox One X. It's still the next-gen kind of user experience, but it's the power of the Xbox One X. It's the low tier. Scarlet would be this mid-tier, you know, the new one they'd be announcing 2019. And then the Xbox Anaconda would essentially be the Xbox One X version of... Tyler's losing his shit. He cannot handle these code names. Of the Xbox 2, so to speak. All I'm saying is that, you know how right now we have Xbox One S, the normal Xbox, and then the X... The same shit's gonna happen next time. Except this time it's sounding like we're gonna, well, it's how it's always been. 2019 will be the release of the new system. 2020 will have the slim and pro versions of said things. I just want to get that out there because it was on Windows Report or Central, WindowsCentral.com.
And then what's gonna happen is 2 years later we're going to have the renaissance for that particular console, and we're gonna have a 2017 all over again, rolled into a 2018, and then
what is it, 2017?
Like one of the best years for gaming, 2017, followed by an encore presentation.
I thought you were speaking about hardware. I was like,
no,
oh.
I'm saying like it's just going to be a circular thing. Every decade, we're going to have a Groundhog Day of video games.
I hope so, dude. 2017, 2018 were litty. But
what's
yeah.
your favorite Lockhart? Is it Microsoft? Is it Gilderoy?
Ooh.
Or is it Tifa?
Oh.
Mine is definitely going to be the Gilder. Well, okay. I just like... I think maybe Tifa Lockhart only because Gilderoy Lockhart's actually kind of a piece of shit.
He is.
I like his character, but I cannot be on Gilderoy Lockhart's team after what he did to Ginny Weasley.
I agree.
So I'm gonna just... I don't... Which one is Tifa from? Final Fantasy?
Seven.
Seven.
Okay, that's what I thought. Not a huge Seven fan. Well, I like Seven, but...
I don't. It's cool. You're in good company.
But I'll vote Tifa because fuck off, Gilderoy Lockhart. And I can't get behind no Xbox codename shit until I see it. Kevin, you're the deciding factor here.
I don't know, man. Or I feel like Lockhart's like an edgy steampunk name.
It's not the question, man. You got to pick between three Lockharts.
I know.
You got to make the decision here.
Just throwing out what I'm building up to is that I'm creating a alternate personality for myself for steampunk RP. Named
you're building your Lockhart character,
right.
Instead of last name Lockhart, decide,
Professor,
man. Okay.
First name Professor. His real name is Professor, so he's a doctor, Dr. Professor Lockhart, steampunk. That's my favorite Lockhart.
Well, I guess now it, Kevin failed in one way, but I failed in the other way by forgetting that both me and Tyler voted for Tifa, so he wasn't actually the tiebreaker there. But I didn't
vote for Tifa. I don't like Tifa.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Microsoft.
Oh, okay. Who are you going to actually vote for?
Tifa. Tiebreaker.
Okay, so Tifa wins.
Come on, Tifa.
Sorry there, Gilderoy. Yeah. It was a very good performance, though. Real quick, I'm gonna spit this one out here, see how we all feel. You guys remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I think it's pronounced Belair.
Okay, you guys know Will Smith, and you know, Ricardo,
the heart guy from fucking Adventure Time?
Carlton.
Alfonso?
Yes.
Alfonso Ribeiro?
Yes, he is suing. Is that his name? He is suing Epic, because they have the Carlton dance in Fortnite.
You know who else is suing Epic? I don't know if you know this. This is a hot news bit.
Maybe, but tell me.
See if you can guess. There's another dance made popular by Fortnite.
And
Destiny.
Just tell me, because,
there's... The backpack kid of Katy Perry's Super Bowl fame.
He's suing?
A.K.A. Flossing.
I didn't know that the Floss kid was suing. I thought there was... I saw it was Chance the Rapper complaining about something. Because a lot of these are hip-hop dances. Anyways, Carlton is not just suing Fortnite for the Carlton dance. He's also suing the makers Destiny. Of 2K Games. I don't know if he's actively suing Destiny. I know right now he's pursuing lawsuits against, what did I just say? Fortnite, so Epic Games, and he's pursuing against 2K for the 2K Sports. I do not know if he's suing against, Bungie. Maybe he doesn't know that they have it in there. But right now he's also attempting to get a copyright on that dance because they just said, you know, you can copyright a dance, not to,
stole it.
Carlton? No, I think he made that one up for the show specifically. I think that's the whole thing.
You sure didn't take it from, like, Paul Abdul or something like that?
Who knows, dude? A lot of Paul Abdul stuff. But anyways, what do we think about this? I just want to... Do we think... Should we be able to use dances? Well, legally, no, because they're available to be copyrighted. But in this situation where a dance is only really with that one... Like the Turk dance. There's nothing besides Scrubs where you were like, oh, where that could have come from.
Right.
If it wasn't copyrighted, do you think we should use it, or should Turk get a cut of the pay?
Because I feel like in some ways, like emotes and stuff like that, like things that are very specifically like metagame features, like they don't pertain to the success or failure of the game, should be considered fair use.
Okay.
Personally, because it's a reference to that character because that character is beloved, or the thing that they did was iconic.
I think the main issue is that it's exactly the same thing without any, it didn't pay homage, it lifted it. So I think therein lies the issue. Well, we'll find out.
Can't they just be okay with the exposure? I mean, come on.
Yeah, because Carlton. He needs
some money.
Floss kid.
You know when you land on Dancing with the Stars, you need a little money.
One could argue that the kid who invented flossing, aka Backpack Kid, he should just be happy for the exposure, not the, I don't know, let's say millions upon billions of dollars that he could get from every time anybody flosses on the on camera.
What a fucking entitled millennial.
Yeah, goddamn, you invented a dance.
We all know if you're serious.
We all know you just got stacks of bills in that backpack.
I think Backpack Kid made a mistake if he didn't copyright that dance, because everybody's using it. I was watching Nickelodeon Toy Run, and for the 10-second countdown, it's exactly what you think. Kid running through a store with 2 minutes, grabbing all the toys they can. Before they, doing the countdown, the host was like, all right, now floss for 10 seconds. And they just started flossing for 10 seconds. Like, it was like just... You can just tell kids to floss on command nowadays?
And they know it, yeah.
Yeah, I think the kid fucked up. Backpack Kid fucked up if he didn't put a copyright on that.
I literally have seen just, like, children at Target or, like, wherever the hell you are. the only reason I said Target is because I saw this exact thing happen, okay? This is what happened. I'm walking out of Target as a father and his daughter and his son are walking in. The kid stops in the automatic doors just to floss for 5 seconds. Apropos of nothing, like, you're supposed to walk in the door and go to shop, and the kid's just like, nah, fuck it, I'm breaking down, I'm flossing right now.
Take that image that you have right now, that kid flossing in Walmart or in Target, and then imagine a cop just decking him and, sir, you're under arrest for infringement of copyright laws, LLC Backpack Kid. Just, it would be fantastic.
What does homecoming look like nowadays?
Homecoming? Probably kids flossing and doing, like, the worm and...
So, that video, That SNL video, he does three different dances that are all in Fortnite. The floss, the wiggle,
yeah,
and then the one where you like you're all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of dances. Nuts.
But he's got all three of those, and he was the first one to do that on that clip.
Yeah. He should get paid.
Have you seen that kid, though? He looks like a human daddy long leg.
Hey, man, don't make fun of his physical handicap. That's why he's so good at flossing. It's not a physical
handicap. He just hasn't grown into it yet.
You don't know that.
I don't think he's got a physical handicap.
He's a tween, and he grew before his body filled out. That's just what happened.
I'm sick of all this.
He's going to be stacked.
Dance talk, because I'm not a grand dancer, and it makes me feel self-conscious, so let's talk about other things. Well, we'll briefly just bring this up, and then we'll move into games, because we're getting a little bit long in the tooth here on the news.
Speaking of teeth, no.
Speaking of teeth.
Why weren't you at elf practice?
Kingdom Hearts 3 got leaked. By leaked, let's say that a store got it earlier than they probably should have and then sold it far earlier than they should have.
Is that 16 words in the fucking name?
Nope, just Kingdom Hearts 3, but there's definitely more than 16 words in the story. And if you're worried about that story getting spoiled for you, perhaps maybe you want to stay off Reddit, stay off social media, stay off the internet. You're a Kingdom Hearts fan, so you probably don't have any... I was going to be really mean to Kingdom Hearts fans, but I...
We're sorry in advance, Dan. Well, yeah, we're sorry in the past.
The final
Dan.
Boss...
Doug from Almost Better Than Silence really loves Kingdom Hearts as well. I've been meaning to go on this on the show and talk to him.
The final boss in Kingdom Hearts 3 is Mecha Walt Disney.
It's Walt Disney's frozen fucking head.
And he's like, you can't put my IPs in this game.
And then just Cloud cuts Walt Disney's head in half, and then we're free. We're free. But Kingdom Hearts 3 is definitely leaked. Like, all that information's out there. So, if you hadn't heard yet, and you're just now hearing...
I've heard there's a lot of Disney characters in it.
Look, dude, I told you not to spoil it.
Oh, sorry.
Mickey Mouse.
and Donald still can't fucking cast a spell.
Got him.
This bundle, though.
This $400 PlayStation custom...
$400 bundle. For a custom Kingdom Hearts PS4, $470 for a PS4 Pro. Doesn't matter, though, because you can't buy either one.
Yeah, they're all sold out already.
I'd
be sorry, but it happened in one day.
Hence the one-star rating on GameStop's website.
Yeah. I feel like a jackass here because I have several friends, mutuals, since I worked at GameStop for so long, who are like managers and stuff, and one of them posted on Facebook the other day, hey, we have those Kingdom Hearts 3 bundles, PS4 bundles, so you should probably pre-order that. And in my head, I was like, dude, no one's going to buy that shit. I don't know why I thought that, but I did with conviction. Knowing how big the Kingdom Hearts fandom is.
I did with conviction.
Maybe I used that word wrong. But I fully believed that no one was going to buy this shit. And boy, did they ever. I think $470 is a bit high of a price, especially because we're probably going to see PS5 next year or the year after.
I agree.
People would have paid $6.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a smart price for what the
Kingdom
fandom...
Kingdom Hearts, man.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
My point.
I like Kingdom Hearts. I'm not part of the fandom. I wouldn't even call myself a fan, really.
I don't even think I beat the first one. Not for lack of
nor
trying.
Nor have I either.
Not for lack of trying. I've just never owned a PlayStation beyond the first.
I beat both on hard.
Nice, dude.
But I didn't play any of the Game Boy games. No, that's a lie.
It's okay.
I really liked the card game.
You can...
Shocker.
Dream Drop. Dream Drop Distance with 358.
No, before that. The one where you could play as Riku.
I'm lost.
And you had like a bunch of cards in a deck that you had to like combine to make super moves. Yeah, super.
I think I know which
Sticker
one you're
Star.
About. Reply Chain of Memories.
Chain of Memories.
Yeah, Chain of Memories. I don't know why I said Reply.
What the fuck is the
name? Well, because
convention?
It's RE Chain of Memories, but that's only on the PS2.
Okay. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Anyway, yes.
Is out.
Kingdom Hearts 3, the game in which they made everything as confusing as fucking possible.
Yeah, or you can just be a normal person. Not a normal person.
Oh, God.
You can
They took Disney, the most lighthearted and simple like childhood memories, and just turned it into this fucked to death pile of confusion.
All I'm saying is that on release day in January, you have your choice of horror. You can either get the clusterfuck that is Kingdom Hearts' narrative, or you can get zombies murdering Leon in Resident Evil 2, because those will both be releasing on the same day. I'll catch you in Raccoon City, and then catch you immediately up Mickey Mouse's ass later on.
On a gummy ship.
I'll be playing both of those motherfuckers.
Also, I want to be clear, I don't hate Kingdom Hearts. I'm just...
No, I don't hate Kingdom Hearts. I hate how dated it is. I cannot play that game without a walkthrough. It is incredibly obtuse at points.
Yep. Hey.
You gonna play it, Kev? You gonna play the third one?
I don't have a PlayStation, so probably
it's
not.
Xbox, bub.
Yeah, it's on all consoles.
I might give it a shot. I never played 2, so I don't know.
I will probably purchase that game.
So I'll give it a shot.
You'll probably.
I enjoyed what I played of it.
I want to play one. I want to finish one. I'm on like the last world. And I want to play two before I start three. But I don't have time.
I'm just gonna watch the like 2.5 hour like video about recapping what happened.
It's not 2.5 hours.
It's definitely not 2.5 hours. all right, let's move on to games, guys. Game. Unless anyone had any like final news bits, but we're going. Remember when I was like, let's make it a Christmas fun episode, and then we just fucking so much content. Like I said, guys, a lot more news than I thought, and a lot of it was kind of funny. Not funny, but just, you know, out of the box. Soulja Boy launched a goddamn video game console. I know it's a rebrand, but what the fuck is 2018?
Did he, though?
No, somebody probably did not. Somebody probably approached him and said, hey, your name is still worth some money. Let's try to get some gullible people on. And I guess at the end of the day, the whole Soulja Boy thing is, if you really want these shitty game consoles, if you want to get a Soulja Boy game mini, you can just buy the same product for cheaper and tell people it's a Soulja Boy game mini.
Just go to fucking Five Below. That's probably where you got them.
Pretty much. Games. Continuing the Christmas tradition, or the Christmas talk. Lego Harry Potter, boys. I played through 3 years of this. There's this Lego Harry Potter collection on Xbox has both Lego Harry Potter games. The first one is years 1 through 4. The second one is years 5 through 7, with 7 being a two-parter. I just unlocked the cheat code for Christmas, and that's why I put this on my list, because you can put in the cheat code for Christmas, and everyone wears hats. But I'm just here to reiterate.
That's it?
That's it.
It's literally, it's just they're wearing Christmas hats.
Happy Christmas, Lego Boy.
Happy
Father Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Ron. I just want to say it's great. It's great. Lego Harry Potter is still one of the best Lego games ever. Oh, Kevin, by the way, not you, Kevin, host Kevin, but the Kevin fan Kevin. The PS4 game that you posted on the Facebook group is definitely the same game. I think this is just a stilted Xbox One release. So now you can get Lego Harry Potter the collection on both Xbox One and PS4 and maybe PC for $40. Switch would be a fun one too, but I don't think it's out on Switch. I just wanted to bring up Lego Harry Potter and how much I love Christmas hats in games, but I also want an excuse to say Happy Christmas, Ron. Happy Christmas, Harry. I got you a fucking sweater. It was me mum. Anybody?
He didn't even buy that sweater.
No, he didn't.
He didn't even make that sweater. His mom made it.
Yeah, it was a nice gesture.
He was like, wow, what a cool sweater. And then his dad, his ghost dad, sends him a different sweater. It's more like a cloak like, that makes him go invisible.
Why does it have an R on it? Because you're my really good friend.
Where's your sweater, Ron? Fuck you, Harry. He, like, just takes his Nimbus 3000. White Christmas gift. Soul Calibur 6.
As they feel the chocolate frogs wriggling around inside them.
Lego DC Supervillains. That's also a good game. Came out in October. I hear it's actually very good if you're a DC fan. Or, like, just a superhero fan in general. Because there's a lot more heroes than... Well, there's both equal heroes and villains in Lego DC Supervillains 2. I haven't got around to it. There's another Lego game coming out in, like, 2 months. Lego Movie 2. Game.
When's the Bionicle games going to start happening?
They happened, and now they need to be remade.
Nobody knew what the fuck to do with Bionicles.
Like, I beat the Game Boy one.
No, I'm saying like the real thing.
Fucking played them.
I still have my... Well, they got really, some really cool lore, and that's really unimportant.
Let me tell you the lore.
Tell me about the really fucking esoteric card game Bionicles were based on.
Were they based on a card game?
No.
Oh.
No.
I didn't think so.
You know about it.
That's what I was about to say.
Coming up on an hour. Let's cut through the weeds. Soul Calibur 6, I played the RPG mission.
Did you make Santa?
No.
Why didn't you make Santa? You could have gave him nunchucks.
Santa with nightmare?
I made, get ready for this, my character. He's actually really, really cool, and I took a long time to make him. Usually I like to make something simple, but I took a long time. My guy, he has black eyes, which is pretty cool, right? Like, black eyes is just like the demon and white pupils. And then he has long black hair and a little bit of a beard, and his name is Matt. So it's like the same thing I always do. I just made myself in the game.
I got a shout out to two of the funniest builds I saw. We're on Donkey's recent Soul Calibur video.
Yeah.
Somebody just took two turtle shells and put them, like, concurrent face-to-face and made pistachio. And then they made some guy with a big-ass belly sticking out of, like, a green plank that was shaped like a fucking avocado.
There is some cool things you can do with that character. God, I can't talk. That character editor. But I played the RPG mission mode, or the RPG main campaign. There's two story modes. One that's kind of like a traditional arcade ladder, and one that's an RPG, similar to Super Smash Brothers and other things like that, like a Shaolin Monks almost kind of thing. No, not a Shaolin Monks. It's like Super Mario or Super Smash Brothers. I played like 4 tutorials and then I turned it off. And I'll go back to it. But I just wanted to say, Tyler, I feel you on that. I could only imagine, after going through the custom character creator, I could only imagine making a character as detailed as what Tyler was trying to make and then realizing you can't import it. Because my mat that I made, dude, is at least 15 minutes like to make the mat. And that's just trying to make me, who is long hair, beard, glasses if possible.
Like, but
that's
no black eyes.
No, he's Soul Calibur. He has a sword. I thought I'd try to make him a little bit cooler.
Oh.
Because it's normal. But yeah, Tyler, I really feel for you on that one.
I was so upset.
I'm definitely going to play it more so I can talk about it during a best fighting game and stuff like that. But what I think is probably going to be a bigger contender for best fighting game of 2018 is this next game, Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Now, the thing is me and Kevin talked about this last week. Not too much, but a little bit here and there. I really feel like I wanna see what Tyler has to say.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add to what we said.
I do have some stuff to add. I have now 100%ed. It's beating all 615 fights in World of Light. And I have beaten maybe 20 of the classic mode routes, enough to have an opinion, and played a good fair, maybe a half a dozen matches online, private matches. Tyler, we didn't get you last week. What are your overall thoughts? We had that nice party where we all hung out and played, and you know it was fun for multiplayer Smash. Have you dug into World of Light, the adventure mode? Have you dug into Classic? Where have you been finding yourself? Because there's lots of content in this game.
So I've definitely gone with World of Light because I wanted to see the story through front to back, and I didn't. It is very long.
Yeah.
And I do not have a lot of time.
It is... we'll talk about this. Wow. I am working on an article right now that will you'll see where it'll launch soon. And it is, the whole through line is that World of Light is too much of a good thing. How too much of a good thing can turn to a bad thing. And yes, depending on how far you are, you might be like, that's blasphemous. Trust me. I started off playing World of Light and I was like, dude, this is amazing. This is top tier.
I agree.
And as I got towards around 30 hours, my opinion started to waver. There is definitely a slog that pops up, and we'll talk about it when we come around to it. But how many fights do you think? You got a 4-star? You beat a 4-star spirit?
Yeah, I did. I beat just maybe 2, but the
then you're far enough to get a good idea.
Yeah, I want to talk about my favorite fight, and that was the Snake Man fight.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that
one. Okay, so you fight against Solid Snake, and there are bomb chews all over the stage. Because
Snake Man from Mega Man is... I guess that's the whole idea of World of Light, is that there's all these spirits of random video game characters, and they're possessing the Super Smash Brothers characters. So they make it kind of so you're fighting against them. There's a bunch of really, really cool ideas there. But Snake Man is a good example. You know, it's Solid Snake, so Snake, and then he has the moves and the items that you would see in like the Snake Man fight.
Right, exactly.
It's very fun.
It made me laugh so hard when I figured out what was going on.
There's some ones later on that you're also going to enjoy based off that.
They're great. I just start looking for it at this point. I let the bad fights happen. I take a loss on the first one pretty much every time just to watch what they've come up with.
I think I think
that was 10 hours ago. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of padding that comes into that. World of Light, I like the ideas like when it comes to that, how they've appropriated the different features to match up with these different characters. But what I think is Classic Mode does it better. With Classic Mode, you don't have the... You don't have the, you know, alternate characters and like, oh, I'm fighting like a Mega Man boss, but as this other person. But what you do has the personalized routes. And I'm working on a, you know, top whatever of these personal routes, because there's 76 different characters and each one have their own, you know, 8-fight ladder. But there's some really cool ones. For example, Pac-Man, every fight is a progressive trip through video gaming history. So you start off on the Atari stage fighting against Mr. Game & Watch, I can't remember. No, wait. You start off on the Super Mario Arcade fighting Mario, Luigi, and Donkey Kong.
That's awesome.
And then you move up. And so each progressive fight is like, then it's the NES characters. Then it's like Super Nintendo characters or N64 characters all like together, but on stages that represent it. So you're fighting on the Game Boy Advance stage. And this is where I realized
sounds
that there's so much content here between the different music, the stages, and the characters that they can make so much cool stuff. Like the Donkey Kong one is literally you start off in Jungle Japes, fight Diddy Kong, and the whole idea of the route is that you're taking a trip to New Donk City. So each progressive stage is like, well, now we've hopped on the plane, we're flying to New Donk City, so we're going to fight the people who would fly us to New Donk City.
Right.
And then you get there and you're working your way up the tower. It almost feels like each one is, it's a 15-minute kind of self-contained little story without the story preamble. It's really cool. The only difference being that World of Light kind of has a shit ton of crazy ideas, you know, different modifiers, whereas classic mode is kind of, it's classic.
Think about that, though. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're right.
They have hand-crafted 615 different fights.
And then on top of that...
Handcrafted?
Ha, Master Hand. Ha.
They have made 615 fights in which they, you know, took these crazy characters and altered the kits to make it representative. And then on top of that, they did 76 personalized routes for each of the characters. And it doesn't stop. Like Pikachu's is called I Choose You, and you fight nothing but Pokemon, and the only item that drops is Pokeballs on nothing
That's
but Pokemon.
Awesome.
Exactly. So if you haven't tried Classic Mode, I highly recommend you choose a handful of characters you like. I am super excited for Mega Man. I don't know why, because there's not a lot of, you know, Mega Man bosses, but I'm excited to see what they do with music and the stages and that kind of stuff.
They put a lot of faith in the player to identify those things.
Yes, very much so. If you don't know a character, you're kind of like lost on it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things are going to go over your head on this,
right?
Because you have not played every single game. I guarantee it.
But there's...
Especially all the fucking Fire Emblems.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, good God.
I like in World of Light, anytime it's a anime character, they're just like, Fire Emblem character.
Yeah.
They barely try to change it. You have literal, like, Mii fighters that pop up that have been customized to look very specifically like other characters.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then when they have an anime character, they're just like, yeah, throw a Fire Emblem guy in there.
Right.
Change his hair color. So Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, really cool. The only thing I want to say beyond that, I'm sure we'll talk about it in Best Fighting Game or... in game of the year stuff, is that the online, when you're playing in private matches, is not all that bad. I've seen a lot of people complaining about online. I can't speak to like coast to coast latency or, you know, country to country latency, but I played one-on-one matches. Just the other night, I played a three-person free-for-all in which we were all in separate houses playing on handheld mode. Barely saw a hint of lag. So if you're playing private or arena battles, you shouldn't have any issue. My trial for my Nintendo Online ended, and I was like, yeah, I'll pay $20 for a year. So it's worth $20 at least.
I was having a lot of latency issues.
Did you play private, or were you playing like the...
private.
Okay.
Only.
Maybe it's just that it's got to be like personalized to your you know, how your strength is between those people or your network.
See, here's the thing, though.
Because unless you were playing with some people I don't know, like...
No, you know them all.
Then they're pretty close. Like, they're not outside of state?
No, it's all basically within the same county, almost.
I didn't have any issues.
It must be,
that's the weird thing. I was having issues, but they weren't.
Hmm.
I confirmed that with
them. I liked it, though,
because
I won.
Are you sure there wasn't any? Yeah, he won a lot. I had a lot of lag
problems. Well, and the thing with the lag on this is it's either, like, a full stop, like, it'll stop and, like, buffer.
Yeah, it's a hard stop.
Or it's like input lag, so it's, like, a half second later.
I did have some... what I would refer to as FPS lag, rather than actual... Like,
I see that every now and again.
You know,
frames
what I mean?
Drop.
Stuttered a little.
It lags for like a half second there.
Yeah, it was never super bad.
No, I've definitely seen some where it's like unplayable. And to that point, I don't know if I brought it up before, but I did play those Nintendo Online NES classic games or whatever. Playing that online, I tried one time, literally unplayable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I could not. We tried to get Double Dragon going, and I couldn't. It would... pause, freeze, like 30 seconds, barely made it into the first level. I tried to watch someone play the first level of Adventures of Lolo, and they moved half of a meter. And then
I forgot they put that on there.
Yeah,
that's
there's
awesome
also
game.
There's some really cool stuff in there too that I didn't realize. They take classic NES games. This
is the special modes.
Yeah, so this is the NES. Well, they call it Nintendo Entertainment Classics. It's if you have the Nintendo Online, you get a free download. It's a rotating block of games for NES, like Netflix is for movies. We've talked about it before. But what they did is, like Tyler alluded to, the special versions of games. So like Zelda, they have one called Zelda Live the Life of Luxury. And what it is, it's the original Legend of Zelda for NES that you know, but you start off with like an obscene amount of...
Everything.
Everything.
Like maxed out You got the highest tier tunic. You have the magic sword. You have 255 rupees. I think you have every item.
They have the same thing for Metroid. They have a altered Dr. Mario, an altered Gradius. There's an altered
beast.
An altered alt. <That's sick. laughs> that would be fun though. What do you say?
The Gradius one is fun. You start off like basically on the last level with max power ups. It's like this is what you're supposed to get to.
Yeah. So
if you could ever beat the game.
It's good for those maybe who don't have the patience to sit through a game made in 1987 but want to see, the craziness of the ending. Kevin?
That's me.
Yes,
Kevin put up his hand, so I did a high five.
That's Kevin to a T.
No. Yeah. No, so that's a cool way to kind of see the end game of the stuff. Or, like, in Metroid's case, you can play through all of Metroid with all the crazy shit and just kind of explore.
I don't have patience, but I will grind Destiny 2 until I'm dead.
Yeah, well,
Narpa's sword.
The last thing we'll talk about in games here, as we move on to Mobile Corner. Not yet, but this is something new. You guys know they have the Epic Games Store. You got Discord trying to make a launcher. Who is that over there? It's John Google. And he's trying to move in on your gaming industry with this newest Project Stream.
John Google.
John Google and my uncle Microsoft used to be in business together.
Oh, yeah. And then Aunt Yahoo came over and took the market.
No, actually. Aunt Yahoo asked Jeeves what she should do.
That was almost a fucking spit take. Episode 180. I don't think we've had a spit take yet on the show, but it was almost a spit take right past Tyler and onto his goddamn wedding ring.
Well, so anyway, Aunt Yahoo asked Jeeves what Uncle Microsoft should do and found out that...
Tell your nephew everything about the company.
Aunt Yahoo was actually binging Jeeves, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Her opinion was...
Skewed.
Yeah.
Well, these things happen. Project Stream, though... John Google, how has he done, Tyler? Tyler, he kind of put this out there. He checked it out. Kevin posted about it on the, was it Kevin? Kevin posted about some free game.
A couple of them.
Oh, right.
Subnautica.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, the deal is if you try out Project Stream, John Google's new service, you get to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And that is all I know. Tyler, you tried it?
Yes.
You've attempted to try it. I tried it. What do you find? How is it?
I got an email. It said, you're approved. Sign up now. And I signed up. And
was it like an easy process?
It was. I clicked a button. I filled out my, it's Google, so it automatically filled itself out.
Just using your Google account?
And
Skynet.
Right, exactly. I clicked accept, and continue. And then it said, start ACO. And I went, okay, didn't download anything.
Well, it's a streaming service, so I hope to God it's going to be nice. Did it stream nicely?
Good God, I forgot I didn't download it.
Nice, dude.
If you stop playing it for 20 minutes, though, it will boot you off. And that's fine. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not just sucking up bandwidth.
Yeah, yeah. But beyond that?
Damn.
Dude, that's cool.
It's
super smooth.
How does it look if you had to kind of... I mean, you don't really
have any... I got a shit computer.
So. Oh, I was going to say, the basis of of you knowing what the graphics would look like on the different settings, you'd have to have played the game. But if you had to take a wild guess, are you saying it's probably running on something comparable like low settings, medium?
That game's gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Then this... I think this... We're now starting to see personally, with our own eyes, what the streaming future is actually capable of. I remember a while ago, maybe it was a year or so back, they were doing this thing with, I think it was FIFA, where you could play within your browser a demo of it.
Well, that's what this is.
And that's when I remember the technology, and when I saw that, I was actually pretty impressed with how smoothly it ran. You get something like Google behind this. Damn. Did you notice any slowdown in your network, or were you just kind of like not really paying attention to it? That's the only thing I could think of is...
There were no hiccups.
Damn. So Google Stream, or is that what it's called? Google Stream or
Project Stream?
Project Stream. My bad. Project Stream. Check it out. This is all early access beta testing it out. They haven't. Have they?
Did you read the EULA?
I did.
Oh,
is there anything sketchy in there?
No.
Nice, Google. Besides, well, they're probably stealing your
information. They said you also have to agree to EA or not EA Ubisoft's
Ubisoft did
EULA, which is
you
sketchy.
Didn't read.
You're just like, all right, you made Assassin's Creed, it's whatever.
Here's the thing. They give you $10 of the in-game credit.
Yeah, it's very
nice. On top of that.
Nice.
So they give you twice what fucking Bethesda gave to everyone.
Yeah, for free.
What Bethesda gave?
Bethesda for the nylon bags, they gave people $5 in their in-game store after they, fucked up the whole $200 order. It seems like Assassin's Creed, they just give you $10 for the stuff for nothing. And on top of it, the game was already free. Bethesda,
to our old episode.
Bethesda fucked up.
Last week? I'm sorry.
So just to recap everybody, it's worth reiterating. It's funny. Fallout 76, they released a $200 special edition. That's supposed to come with a canvas bag. And when people received it, they got a nylon bag, which I now found out, new stat, those nylon bags actually cost, get this, 86 cents to manufacture.
Oh my
That's
God.
How cheap they were. So when people were like, hey, this said canvas bag and it's a nylon bag, what the fuck, Bethesda? They were like, we're not going to actually manufacture those things. So here, have 500 atoms, which is $5 equivalent in the cosmetic store from Fallout 76. Now, what the funny thing is, to wrap it all up, is that what Tyler just told us is that Ubisoft, which gave us Assassin's Creed Odyssey for free if you tried this,
Project Stream gave
users double what Fallout gave their users, and Fallout you had to pay $200 to get that $5. So let's just say Ubisoft and Google doing nice things, and Bethesda, once again, shame on you.
Here's the thing, though. I'm sure when this test ends, like,
it's not yours to keep.
Right. That's the thing. It might be yours to keep, but I don't think you get to keep anything else, because you can't put in your own information. You can't buy anything additionally.
So maybe this is just a way to get them to get people onto the service, check it out, because there's a big name title.
And test everything.
And worst case, maybe Ubisoft gets some purchases of the game once the demo stops.
Right.
I'm glad that you play Assassin's Creed Odyssey now. I will be fighting for it in Game of the Year.
It's interesting.
We will talk about it. Let's move on. To Mobile Corner. We have some stuff for you guys coming at the end of the show, so we're going to do this quickly. I really only wanted to say this in the Mobile Corner. Sega Heroes is still fun.
I can't believe you're still playing that.
Sega Heroes gets to a point at which the main thing is like, open your phone, click the treasure chest, go into the store, click the free treasure chest, play an event stage because the campaign has gotten too hard, and then you will level up through those challenges. And
you're playing a gacha game.
It's basically a gacha at this point.
Yeah, boy.
I have gotten into the gacha game. The thing is that it's a match three. So I have gotten maybe 20 hours of fun out of that. But yeah, it very much turns into a gacha game because you have to collect character shards and that kind of shit.
Why am I so excited about this?
Once you get past...
We've tried forever to get him to play
a gacha. Yeah, well, here's the thing, is that most gacha games don't have the base, like, hook for me. And the whole hook for me is their retro game characters. Sega game characters, I'm making little... I like the Sega, I like the classic games. And the match three is easy, and I like that. But yeah, it has turned into something different. I like Sega Heroes. Play it if you like Sega games.
You like Sonic.
It could be different colored rocks. I don't care. If it was as fun as Dragalia Lost, if it was as fun as Unison League was.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm...
If it was as fun as any of the games that we've wanted to play with you, I would play it, but it's a match three.
I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like Sega Heroes is a fantastic game. It's just a game that scratches that itch. I think the thing is that if these other games you've been trying to get me to play were a match three, it's a higher chance. Like fucking Super Spell Heroes. I liked that for quite a minute because that was kind of like a matching game. You gotta find the right one. I'm not the best person to talk about mobile games because I'm not a huge fan of most mobile games. I'm surprised that I'm still playing this game. But there was a newer game.
Let me just preempt this real quick.
You guys are gonna talk about this way more than
Clash Royale's canceled. Let's just say that. Not literally, but all the shit that they've been doing to that game.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened.
First things first, I do know what happened. They got bought out by Tencent.
Oh, no.
And Tencent is running Clash Royale into the ground.
God damn it, Tencent.
By making a lot of really, really awful profit-motivated things. Brief example, it may not mean anything to anyone else. When you max level a card, meaning you cannot level it up anymore, you still have the ability to get that card from random loot boxes and stuff like that.
What do you do with dupes?
Well, what you do with dupes is you donate it to your clan members who don't have that card maxed, right? So it's a nice little charity thing.
But you can't sell it for
really
gold.
Hard to get.
The benefit of that for you is that you get a little bit of gold when you do donate it.
Nice.
Now they make it so you have to pay gold to donate it to your clan.
That's really
clan
shitty.
Members.
Well, here's the thing. When you donate a card to your clan members, you get the gold equivalent of whatever that card is. So when you pay that 50 gold to donate that rare card you don't have, you get 50 gold. So it's a null set.
Right.
You still get like 5 experience for it.
Right.
which seems good. Like, I mean, all in all, you're not gaining anything. Your friend is getting a card that you haven't been able to donate to them because you maxed it out first. And you don't get them anymore because you can only have so many of them. I never had a fireball beyond 13.
There's some other weird shit where, like, when they have these event modes going on, you can pay gems, which are the premium currency to...
Wait, what game are we talking about right now?
Clash Royale.
Oh, Clash Royale. Sorry. I was thinking Super Spell Heroes.
You can pay premium currency to re-enter into that event. And what that used to do was it gave you a whole nother shot. Usually it's a three-strike thing. You lose three times, you're out. What they've changed it to is you pay 100 gems, which is a very, very significant amount of premium currency, and you get one more shot at it.
It sounds like this game is no longer...
Are you kidding me?
No, and they didn't announce it. It just happened. And they didn't tell anyone. And so people were losing their heads. Justifiably.
Yeah.
So Clash Royale is canceled. What's taking its place, boys? I think we'll talk about just this one, and then we got to move on.
Yeah. Supercell's new game. Yeah. Brawl Stars.
I'll be honest, Jerry. I only played the tutorial mission. I played the tutorial mission, and then I played like a handful of matches. I haven't unlocked like any of the other ones that I've heard of. But I do like the quality of the animation.
Mm-hmm.
Just the quality overall of how solid it runs and how great it looks. And I like how it's easy to learn. And kind of just good for everybody. But why don't you guys explain what this game actually is, because I've talked around it.
It's a mobile MOBA.
Yep.
Really? Is it?
Yep.
I see, there's multiple modes in here, that's why I cannot say for certain. But for me, it's kind of just like a little action gem collecting thing
at
this point.
There are five different game modes that rotate daily. Maps rotate daily, and objectives rotate daily. You have your gem one that you said, which is...
always active.
3v3.
Okay.
There's a central node in the center of the map that spawns gems occasionally.
Okay.
And if you pick them up, you hold on to them. And once your team stockpiles 10, a 15-second countdown goes on. And if you retain those 10 gems during that 15-second countdown, your team wins.
And basically what you can do is you have these characters that you choose as. There's a variety of characters that you can choose at. And
they all have different abilities and whatever.
Yeah, you move your character around with your finger on a little invisible joystick. And then you shoot. Cones in other ways with a right joystick.
And then after a certain amount of hits, you get like a super move.
It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
If someone kills you when you have those gems, you drop them all.
There's like some upgrade stuff. There's a store. There's loot boxes per usual.
Yep.
But it's really fun. It's really fun.
There's a battle royale mode.
It's comfy as hell. Yeah, there's a battle royale mode.
I think the best part about it is that almost all of the matches are... unless you get into like a really heated battle,
right?
Brawl Stars, once again, just in case we didn't say the name.
Brawl Stars,
is it one word?
It's yeah. fun
no
it's
no
a,
no it's
two
it's words
a tight little game.
Brawl Space Stars,
I've been enjoying it a lot. They have this little soccer mode that's fun.
That's over now. We got Heist back.
Heist,
okay.
Heist is another 3v3 match where your objective is to attack and defend the vault. So
catch
each team. Kind of, but you don't have to take the flag anywhere. Okay. There's just a little box on the other side of the field that has health, and you have to destroy it. All the while defending yours. So you can either attack...
Or defend.
I mean, but then it becomes a different kind of game versus where gem grab is more kill the other dudes because they got the things. Where this is, you can... play offense or defense. I mean, and you have to make those decisions.
As you guys are explaining this to me, because coming from the guy who's on the outside looking in, it might sound kind of basic, and I think that is true, but not in a bad way. I think the reason it's so good is because it's basic in terms of, yeah, you're just moving a character around, you're shooting, and the objectives are different, but it feels fantastic to play because it runs and controls so well.
The nuance of the gameplay is in the characters, I would argue.
Yeah,
I agree.
Not in the matches.
Exactly.
Match to match, it's going to be similar. The difference is always going to be in the characters you play and the characters they play.
Well, some of them, they shoot from long range. Some of them,
correct.
You got like a giant teddy bear you can spawn,
yep,
like
yep.
an Annie kind of thing. You
or
got some
turrets. You've got a long range, like... AOE guy.
There's strategy within your team comp.
Yep.
But everything is very... You never feel like you're overwhelmed or you don't know what you should be doing at any given point, you always have a very clear idea of like, oh, this is probably what would be best for my team.
Right.
Everything feels bite-sized. I like that. I like the idea that you can sit down and not have a 10-minute commitment. You have a 2-minute commitment.
It's well-created, and all the characters are comfortable and simple, and some of them are a little more complex, but you'd never know it.
I'm just surprised at how good this thing runs for how good it looks for how small the download is.
Right. Right.
It's just tiny. Optimized. Optimized for God knows. I don't know how they've done it.
these gacha games Kevin and I play, like, we're talking 3 gigs sometimes.
Yeah, dude.
Sega Heroes was maybe 150 megabytes. That's big.
Yeah.
Compared to this. This was...
70?
70. 80, maybe.
I'm excited to keep playing it. I know you guys are playing with Mike, friend of the show, Mike. You guys have a clan going. I couldn't hop in there, but I guess I'm going to invite me.
I can't figure out how that works. I don't know why I can't accept
that. That's the only complaint I have so far is the UI is a little bit restricted.
What happened for me is I got an invite on like a Facebook message clicked that, and then it was like, download Brawl Stars, and then I needed an update, and then Google Store started freaking out, and I was like, all right, this is...
The in-game UI for the guilds is, like, non-existent.
And it doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't do anything other than you can play with these people now.
Right.
I just want to be able to play with my friends. So, Brawl Stars.
Yep.
Big recommend. We'll
big recommend.
Probably talk about it in January.
Yep.
Guess mine. Skip it. We were talking about Drill Gale.
Yeah, we can skip it.
It's not a big deal.
There's some events going on. Do the Yule event.
Yay! Like you
talked about. It's fun. Yay.
Play a game with us.
Guys. We have come up here on the end of the show. It was a good one. Not as much Christmas. It was a front-heavy Christmas kind of episode, which is good. But there's a lot of stuff we had to talk about. I forgot to say at the top of the show we were going to give a Christmas gift. Probably should have said that.
I'm glad you didn't.
we should do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
We're going to give away a Christmas gift. Guys, it's Christmas, and we want to give you a present. So we'll be giving you here a free game. But before we do that,
we will post it exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes after the show goes live. So 10 minutes from now, get ready.
I don't know. That's not how that's going to work.
Sure it is.
That's not how that's going to work.
Why not?
10 minutes after? I post this shit at like 4 in the morning. I have to post it like 3 in the morning, so it's like all of a sudden 4:30 a.m., like a code for fucking Wreck-It Ralph 3D. Is gonna pop up on the thing. How about we read it out on the show?
Well, I don't... Is that working? Did someone redeem Arkham?
Arkham, I don't know, but we
did the best Christmas game ever?
Sean, I believe, redeemed... what was that? It was the first one we put up.
Mm-hmm. Human Fall Flat.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to read it on the show, and we're going to post it. Two birds, one stone. How about that? But before we get to the free game, we're gonna do some recommendations. Okay? Then we'll do social media, and then we'll do our game fact. Per usual. This is how we end up the show. So, Tyler, I think you know what kind of game we're going to give away. But first, recommendations. Let's make it Christmas themed, boys. You think that's fair? Can everybody at least think of like one thing? I'm going to start off. Recommendations, because it's kind of new. We recommend one thing to read. Well, more like three, but 1 to 3 things to read, 1 to 3 things to watch, and 1 to 3 items to play. Christmas themed. I will start. You could read mine if you want, but I don't want to shoehorn you into anything, make it confused. Got to think about those Christmas things. Watch Black Mirror's Christmas episode, White Christmas. It is it's 3 stories intertwined into 1-2 men are sitting in a shed. Or a cabin out in the middle of a blizzard and cannot go home for Christmas. So they spend Christmas there and discuss their stories amongst themselves. It's a creepy one. It's a weird one. But it's a fun little Christmas one. I believe they're going to have another Christmas episode on December 28th. That is going to be a surprise release. Black Mirror.
Surprise.
So surprise, maybe, but not surprise. My read is not going to be this one that's written down, because that's going to be Tyler's. we're going to do non-Christmas this time for this one. I've been reading The Dark Tower. Kevin, probably happy about that.
Very happy.
Kevin's happy. I am now on Dark Tower 3, The Wastelands. I recommend reading Dark Tower 2. What?
I'm going to say you should take that one.
You want me to say? No!
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
I do.
Okay. Kevin, did you have one to read?
Depends on what his is.
Well, I think we're all trying to do the same
it's
one
what
right
I'm
now.
Currently doing.
Okay.
That's what I'm currently listening to.
Okay, what? Then I am going to... Well, here, I'm going to do... I'm gonna do the read. I'm gonna do my read then.
Okay.
But you should read The Dark Tower.
Absolutely.
Dark Tower is great.
This one is also a Stephen King adjacent. It's
his kid.
Did we all think of the same
one? Yeah, it's his kid.
Yeah.
It's Joe Hill. Nosferatu.
Yep.
If you want to look it up on the internet, it's N0S4A2. And it's about a guy who rides or drives an old Rolls Royce?
Yep. Rolls Royce Phantom.
Phantom.
And picks up kids and takes them to another dimension known as Christmas Land. And it's not very nice. It's not a nice land to be
in. It's not a nice place.
It's a Christmas horror movie. Or not a Christmas horror movie. It's a Christmas horror book, and you will quite enjoy it. Trust me. That shit is real good.
It is.
So that was the one you were thinking of, huh, Kev?
Yeah.
All right. That's I'm going to play.
I thought I'd be real clever.
Right? I thought we
also recommended that like every time in the past.
It's really good, guys. You should read Nosferatu if you haven't. Nosferatu, sorry.
How about any Harry Potter book? They all have Christmas in them.
Yep.
Happy Christmas. To play, Overcooked 2 just released a free DLC for winter called Kevin's Crackers. Kevin's Seasonal Crackers.
Yeah,
so I thought that would be fun with
crackers.
Kevin. Hell yeah. Those are my three recommendations. Tyler, what? Go with yours.
So for a watch, it requires watching D&D on YouTube. So
that's fine.
Because this is all I do every day of the week, no matter what.
Hell yeah.
I consume 4 hours of D&D daily.
Critical Role?
Good God. No, I haven't seen a good Christmas episode from them in a while.
Shot it.
I'm going to say the Yogscast 2016 Christmas special was probably the most festive thing I've ever consumed.
And he consumes a lot of festivities, let me tell you.
Good God.
Where do you get that?
That's on YouTube. I mean,
hell yeah, YouTube.
Yogscast.
Yogscast.
A bunch of British folks.
That was English folks. What's your next recommendation?
For a read.
Yeah.
I'm just really into Clash of Kings right now. That's Song of Ice and Fire, Book 2. So
meaning to get around to that.
My recommendation for you is A Game of Thrones. If you've already read it, go to the next one.
One could argue it's not Christmas based, but what it is snow based, and that's close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Winter's coming, dude.
It's always coming. And do you have a play?
Grab a towel.
A play?
Yeah. What do you want to play with? We want our users to play with, our listeners to play with.
My secret special play this festive time is Lego Batman, and that's what we're giving away. Hey,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Lego Batman is a really good one. We'll give that away. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for Wii is that's his actual answer.
That is my actual answer. Good God, is it terrible.
Kevin,
yeah,
what do you want our listeners to listen to? Well, I guess what do you want them to watch? If they had a movie or a television show or a web series?
I've been watching a lot of YouTube, which is really weird for me. I never really got into YouTube much before, but I've got a couple people I've been watching pretty closely. Gus Johnson, Pay Money Wubby.
Pay Money Wubby's
funny. Pretty great. But in terms of actual watching, one of my favorite things that I've seen so far, and I just can't explain to you why it gives me so much joy.
Naked Christmas Elves.
On Hulu, they have what can only be described as Christmas tableaus. They're hour-long scenes, single-shot scenes of a couple things. Like, there's one of a tree dripping sap into a cup, or a snowman slowly melting in the sun.
Okay, for a second.
Was this the Gingerbread Man one?
Yes.
That was on Hulu.
Yes.
I don't,
it was fantastic.
Yes.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but Hulu. I thought you were referring to like the Netflix. Netflix also has them, but I thought Hulu might. Just like the...
It's like a new take on the Yule log.
It's like the
fire Christmas on your TV.
Yeah.
Christmas
fire. So they have this great one. My favorite one is it's just a still shot of a gingerbread house.
Yeah, yeah.
A really nicely decorated gingerbread house.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the background, with like a vignette filter on it,
okay,
so it's like a little foggy, a little hazy, is a punch bowl. And every once in a while, you'll hear the sounds of a party going on.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
once in a while, somebody will come get a scoop of punch and then walk up and take a piece of the gingerbread house and walk away. And if you watch closely enough, it's really not designed
to be set and watched. You'll see the murder in the background.
Well, no, like it's an hour long. It's 54 minutes long. But if you catch it at the right moments, there's this one old lady, presumably grandma, who is just mowing down on this fucking gingerbread house. Like at one point, somebody breaks off a piece of the roof and there's a grandma hand-sized hole that she sticks her her sticky paws into and just tears off the whole fucking side of the roof and just walks away with it.
Dude, Grandma's a fan.
It's awesome. And there's a bunch of them. There's one, like, puppies ripping open presents.
That's that sounds like my app.
There's actually an ASMR one. It's completely
nope.
ASMR.
Nope.
Yeah, nope. It's Sounds of the Season.
I'm gonna be
it's,
a nope on that one. Well,
that one was on before. I hated that one.
If it's like Jingle Bells, it's fine. Maybe, but if it's like somebody slurping on a candy cane,
no,
I'm
it's
out,
like
bro.
A girl putting on a sweater and like playing with her hair and shit.
I bet
tapping
you,
on everything that has tactile tappings.
I bet you I hated it because there was captions on.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, captions for ASMR.
So yeah, the Holiday Escapes. I don't know what you would call them on Hulu. But
so what's a reader? What do you got to read?
Read. I got a couple.
You just need one, bud.
I'm just going to throw them out there.
Go ahead.
I mean, I keep talking about how I'm going to go back and read Name of the Wind again for like the seventh time.
Yes.
Name of the Wind, huh?
The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. He just finished his World Builders campaign that he does every year around Christmas. I think they made $1 million.
Nice, dude. Something it's always
like
good
that.
To make
like,
a
it was
cool
a
mill.
Lot of fucking money.
And book three still isn't done.
Well, in time. In time.
Anything else?
Hey, man, I want a good thing. I don't want a finished thing.
Yeah.
If you're stunted right now, you could think of something to play.
Play Stardew Valley with me.
There you go. That's a good one.
I Kevin's just want really somebody to play Stardew Valley with, and everyone keeps shooting me down.
I said on last week's show that I wanted to play this with him, and I'd probably buy it. And I probably still will buy it, but probably not till like January, February,
guys,
around the break.
I've been waiting so long.
He is very excited to play, and he wants someone to play with him right meow.
I've played it. I've done it before.
I want to play it too, but I got a lot of other stuff
to play. I
need
a sexy farmhand. I mean, a farmhand.
That's me. And that's Tyler too. Anybody, we've all kind of gotten our recommendations out here. Sorry, dude. I'm like fucking really running out of energy here towards the end of this. Let's nice, Kevin. Thanks. Let's do, before we do this game fact, let's give away a game. Oh, we also do social media stuff. So social after this. Lego Batman, huh?
Lego Batman.
So here's the deal with this. If you're listening to this, and it's like maybe like January, still put it in. Still put in the code.
Just to make sure, because we're never sure if anyone takes these.
Just the tip.
For real. There is also, what episode was that Batman giveaway? October? Christmas? Halloween? Listen to like, I don't know, four or five episodes back.
October.
You'll find a Batman code sitting there. I think somebody redeemed it, but I could be wrong.
No idea.
But this will also be on the Facebook page. I'll just put it underneath the episode when we post it. But here is Lego Batman. Here's a funny thing. Let's see. How are you gonna read it, Tyler? You gonna do like L as in
no
lick or you, okay? All right. So guys, get your steams out.
Oh, you wanna do like
I think you should sing
H as in holiday.
Yeah, dude.
I think
yeah.
You should sing it.
That's no. That's more difficult. Come than on. Me. No, that's more.
I
difficult.
Don't sing.
It's and then I'm gonna have to put
you
some
sang at mic test.
That.
No, like, no, don't make this bit any harder.
That
than
was like from Elf.
That's Elf is, yeah, true story. Okay. Lego Batman 1. It's so good. I just played it.
Okay.
For the PC. This is a Steam, right?
H is for Holly. V is for Vixen. R is for Reindeer.
Nice.
Four.
Four is for four.
Cripes.
All right.
What's I for? Ice.
There you go.
Nine. D is for...
deer.
D's for deer.
D's for...
R, again, for reindeer. Four. Eight. Z. Boy, I'm bad at this.
It's okay. Zebra. It just doesn't have to be holiday themed.
Okay, great. I, again, ice. M is for... milk.
Mary.
Mistletoe.
Milk and cookies.
Mistletummy.
Yeah, mistletummy.
Eight and T. T is for tummy.
There you go. Hell yeah. So that whole code will be there on the
enjoy
Facebook.
Your
if you
Lego Batman.
Play Lego Batman. For real. It is quite good. We've had a great time in this episode, but we got to read some social before we go-shal. And then Kevin's got a holiday-themed Christmas fun fact. Not holiday-themed, but it is a game fact. Therefore,
it's fun.
I'm on it.
It's a fun fact. We'll have two game facts, it sounds
no,
like.
No, I mean, I have a game fact, but I don't have a holiday one.
I'm going to have a holiday fact, just a regular
holiday
one.
Holiday fact and a video game fact. So yours, Tyler, yours that you're searching right now cannot be video game-based. We have
yep,
a game
correct.
Fact, Christmas fact. I have a Christmas fact for you. It sucks. No, I'm kidding. I love Christmas. I don't like Christmas people who come out for Christmas. It's like everything's open way later. Yeah. I tried to go see a movie last night. It was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is fantastic. Everyone should go see it. It's the best Spider-Man since Spider-Man 2. But everybody was there because the mall was open. Social. Guys, if you want to find us, like I just said about the giveaway, Facebook, we have a fan group. You can find that. Talk to us. Just type in SuperGameCast64 on your Facebook. If you come across a page, it's the wrong place. The first post, the pinned post, should point you in the right direction of the group. You can talk to us. We love seeing everybody talking there. Also, if you want to reach us out, reach us on Twitter. The show Twitter is at SuperGameCast64. But if you want to talk to me personally, me being Snowmat.
Snowmat.
I am at SGC64Matt.
I, Kevin, Kev Kringle. What was the other?
Gingerbeard. What was your man. Twitter handle?
Oh, right. at gingerbeard_man, beer like the beverage.
Gingerbread man like the holiday thing that you
get it? It's only fucking pertinent this time of year, but I wear it all year round.
And you can find me, Missile Tummy, at T Tremalio.
Change your Twitter name to Missile Tummy.
I'll do it right now.
If you want to email us for any reason, at SGC64Mail. I feel like I'm missing something here. There'll be a lot of things to come for season
check
5.
Check out our MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.com forward
slash
everything.
Facebook's going to be shut down, so yeah.
What was that one fucking social media from earlier this year that everybody jumped on, and then they're like, wait, no, they're stealing all your data.
Oh, geez, yeah, I had one there. Vivo? Vivo? Something with a V. Vero, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Instagram. We do post cool pictures. At SuperGameCast64. If you want to see mine, I post a lot of video game
Should
pictures.
Should I capitalize the T?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Should I put a space in there?
No.
Missile Tummy.
MISTLETUMMY.
Very nice. Perfect. Missile Tummy. Hell yeah, dude.
You gotta compound that shit.
Yeah, Instagram. Like I said, at SuperGameCast64. If you want to find mine, it's at Amazon_XD. Guys, hour 35. Hey, what
thanks for hanging on.
Show. Christmas,
you're welcome.
Christmas time is great, and let's get a game fact before we get the Christmas fact. Do you feel like your Christmas fact, Tyler, is good enough to close the show, or should we give it to Kevin?
Oh no, let me do mine. Let me do mine because mine suck.
His are Chris. They're like Christmas fun facts you see on the bottom of the Snapple.
I like this one because it is double holiday information.
Two holidays for one Christmas time. Let's go. Christmas fact. From Tyler.
Okay. The image of Santa Claus flying in a sleigh started in 1819 and was dreamt up by the same author who created the Headless Horseman, Washington Irving.
Wow, that's actually cool.
Dude probably did a lot of opium.
Probably.
Let's find out.
Small side fact. I just wanted to say this.
What did he die from?
Opium overdose. when I looked up earlier games that had Santa Claus in it for this opening bit we had, and I found Saints Row in the wiki. It said, please remember, this is based on Santa the character, not real life Santa. it was like, don't put the wrong information in this wiki. And it was like, remember, not the real life Santa. And I was like,
nice.
Keeping the spirit alive. Kevin, let's get out of this thing.
I just gotta say, mine's game related. His is Christmas related. So if you put them together, it's a Christmas game related
thing. That's why we did it this way.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, dude.
So according to Nintendo's Kensuke Tanabe,
yeah, okay,
a horror game starring a beloved character from The Legend of Zelda was in development in 2010.
Fuck. Sheik, maybe.
Any guesses?
Sheik is what I'm gonna go
One
with.
One more
but
time.
In 2010, they were beginning development on a horror game starring a character from. I'll give you.
Wait, 2010?
Yes.
Is it
that's
Skull
Skyward
Kid?
Sword.
It's not Skull Kid.
No, but in 2010 they were making a Legend of Zelda horror game. That's what I was trying to think of, like, who had come out post. So it's no one in Breath of the Wild.
Oh, the Great Fairy, duh.
No.
who is the other one? It's the Happy Mask Salesman.
Another good guess, but no.
Oh, what's the graveyard dude's name?
Nope.
Dompe?
Nope, not Dompe.
Jesus! All right, just give it to me. Oh, unless it's one of the ghosts, like the pose.
Nope.
Can you
nope.
tell us what game it's from?
Yeah, Majora's Mask.
So we're in the right vein.
He's in a bunch of them, but mostly Majora's.
Deku Kid.
If you ask me, he kind of like debuted. You get a map from him.
So is it Deku Kid?
No,
he doesn't get a map. I don't know.
Octorok
just
Kid?
Majora's no. Mask. I'm no. not very well
Tingle.
Versed.
Tingle
horror game Tingle. With Tingle. I was going to say Tingle as a joke.
A horror game.
Two in.
They canceled it for, quote, a variety of reasons.
Yeah, probably because a horror game with Tingle was not going to work out.
The horror about Tingle is the fact that he wears a fucking spandex onesie.
And he's like a grown man, but he's small.
Yep.
It's weird. Guys.
Oh, heart attack.
Not opium overdose. Well, it was a cool sleigh riding image that he came up with.
He was also buried in Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, no shit. Nice. I didn't know this was a real place.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Sleepy Hollow, Pennsylvania.
In the church at Tarrytown.
Fucking.
How sweet a life was his, how sweet a death.
Yeah, how sweet is death.
Opium sweet.
Guys, thank you for enjoying this Christmas special. A little bit longer than normal, but that's fine. Get used to these long episodes, because next episode won't be as long. It's gonna be a speed run.
It's kind of like the days this time of year. The nights are so long, days are short.
So our
episodes are long.
Game of the year is gonna get long. It's gonna get heated.
Yeah, Matt's days are longer now.
I feel like, right, dude? I feel like someone might get hit this year. I don't know who.
Tyler.
Grandma.
Last year, me and Kevin almost got to throw in blows with Legend of Zelda. He was really...
Yeah, we almost blew each other.
Yeah, so if you want to see Super Gamecast 64, Jesus Christ, I'm just going to... guys...
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes so other people will believe we're good and not trash.
For the hot talks.
The review robot will read it out live on the show.
That'll be great.
This is episode 117, so if you've been listening since the start of season 4, you've leveled up. You're now level 18.
Is this the last one of the year, Matt?
17. No, we got 3 more, I think. We got AGDQ.
Of the year, not the season.
The season, yeah, of the year. This is the last one for the year. And then we'll have like 3 more or 4 more, depending on how Game of the Year goes for the end of the season. I'm thinking it's just going to be 2 Game of the Years and 1 for AGDQ. But we'll all find out in a few weeks here. Thanks again, guys. Merry Christmas to you and yours from ours and ours.
From us and ours.
Us and ours and ours and ours. And Kevin.
He doesn't fall under either of those categories.
Nope.
Fan Kevin, you're level 20.
You got it, man. That's it. Max level.
Imagine a world.
Got that capstone skill.
Imagine a world completely under snow. That's, snow. That one's not as good, but imagine one.
Ice.
Hell yeah.
Completely buried in snow.
Love you guys. Bye!